Mazda being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken toward Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Raim speaking at another protest earlier this month discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much. And we have a role to, you know, end our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvay, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
À évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
You are listening to Sykes in the 60s, but it is a very special episode this week, where it is Sykes in the Spookies. I hope you're having a lovely Thursday. I am the DJ, Abraxia, and I've got a very special guest who will be on in a few minutes. So, getting ready for Halloween, I'm dressed up as some kind of cowgirl, though you can't see that. But, yeah. Get ready for Halloween, and here is Sykes and the Spookies bringing you Halloween by the Misfits.
Oh, I know. Holiday, no, it's still okay. Yeah, it's still okay. When I got too much of me and I'm asking for more, I don't even know what I'm giving. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey, with paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen. It'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd.
Pink man,
hey, it's Craig Bailey. Your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
Hello,
every Tuesday night at midnight on CJ.
Hello. Okay, you're listening to Sykes in the 60s, but it's a special episode called Sykes in the Spookies, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. And I have a very, very special guest on today. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mona. Hello.
What do you do?
I make music. I do radio shows with my friends. Been known to play basketball. Love Halloween. Love haunted houses. Love being scared.
What do you do musically?
Oh, like I'm in a band called Puberty Well. Are we doing the plug?
Yeah.
I'm plugging my band, Puberty Well. We exist. We're out there. We're outside.
We're also going to be playing later on in the program a solo track.
That's true.
Crafted by you. But anyway, back to the program. So, hope you're having a lovely hour. The tracks you just heard in order of playing were Halloween by the Misfits, which started off the episode, then Aliens in Our Mist by the Twinkies, but spelt in a funny way, Sailing to Hell by the Fits, and Now I Ain't Got No Face by No Fun. And all the tracks but the Misfits ones were your pick. Do you have anything to say about them?
Well, so Aliens in Our Midst is, a little context is I've been making annual Halloween mixes for 15 years now. So at this point, I'm definitely at the bottom of the barrel. The mix with Thriller on it was over a decade ago. So a lot of it is this kind of thing. Aliens in Our Midst is great because the first verse is about aliens. And then the second one is just about trans girl in high school having a hard time, and it's like from the 70s, and it's like, whoa, like who's the real alien, you know what I mean?
All right, well I think it's time to get on with the next track, which is
Robin's pulled me off stage with a giant candy cane.
Which is another pick of yours called Wanna Be Your Thing by The Submissives. Say something quick about it.
The Submissives are the best band that's ever come out of Montreal.
All right. Well, with that intro, I hope you enjoy Wanna Be Your Thing by The Submissives from the album Wanna Be Your Thing.
Thank you. my power. It is the power of love.
Better believe you better win.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Sykes in the 60s, but it's a very special episode called Sykes in the Spooky, Cijillo 1690 AM Zorian Psychedelic Radio Program broadcast here with the one and only...
Mona Gendron.
Indeed. And so the tracks you just heard in order, do you want to read them off?
Yeah, so we just heard Wanna Be Your Thing by The Submissives, My Baby Must Be a Magician by The Marvelettes, and Coffin Maker by Chrissy Zembe Tombo.
And coming up next, we've got another, so Chrissy Zembe Tombo, that's some Zamrock for you from Zambia, and we've got some Nigerian stuff coming up next with the one and only Fela Kuti and his amazing 12 and a half minute track, Zombie. From the album of the same name. And it's Psych and the Spooky. So all these songs are spook themed, you know?
That's got to have come across already.
Yeah, hopefully. But anyway.
Look, our audience is smart. I want to respect them.
Okay, yeah. None of you, all of you are very intelligent, and I ought
and
to.
And pretty. You're so good looking.
Phone in. but okay, I hope you enjoy Zombie by Fela Kuti. We'll be right back. Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Sykes in the Spooky, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcaster. I hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon.
I am, thank you.
Amazing, amazing. So the track you just heard was Zombie by Fela Kuti, all 12 and a half minutes of it. But so this is a special episode of the program, and that is because it is the station's funding drive. This is a student radio station, which is a nonprofit, as you can tell by the fact that we don't have like actual ads. Like there are, you know, there's like a few little things, but like they aren't like, you know, buy this dishware from big major company or whatever.
Yeah, so if you don't want to hear an ad that's like buy this dishware from big major company, something we all loathe.
Yeah,
you can
go to the website cjlo.com, and there's a donate thing right on the tab, and there are a few options. If you can get a tax receipt for your donation, write that off, or you can do it through a slightly different means. It's all on that website of and you know, get some kind of prize, I believe it is. But that's not the only reason. If you want to avoid corporate ads, to donate even a meager $5 up to any amount you want, $700 say, but whatever is within your means.
That is the floor and the ceiling of what we will accept.
I mean, if you want more, if you want less, that's okay. But you know, even just like a few dollars, it all works out. And tell you, write down that Sykes in the 60s sent you. Because there's a little competition among the DJs, but anyway, this station is like volunteer run, but there's a core paid staff who keep everything going. But they want to hire a student from, you know, the university, so they can get like real nonprofit, like actual like paid experience. You can't really get that very often. So that'd be an incredible learning opportunity. You know, the station, like, as they have been lately, you can find it on their website. They've been like, they organize lots of shows and other events. They have a studio here that records and like groups release like live albums here.
Yeah, CJLO is so huge for the scene. I feel like not enough is ever said about that, just as like a but, because it's not one person or even one consortium, right? Like it's a group. Every show's kind of got its own like finger on the pulse of the scene and like doing its own thing, but like as an aggregate cultural force, the station is absolutely invaluable.
Yeah, like there are very few other radio broadcasters which would play local Montreal music, right, you know, as it comes out, you know. So if you want to keep that alive and allow, you know, help the station like buy more new equipment and things like that.
We're sitting on cinder blocks right now.
Yeah, keep running.
With wearing barrels with suspenders on them. It's, you know.
I mean, I said I was dressed up as a cowboy for Halloween earlier, but
yeah,
that was
fiction.
I was lying. Yeah.
There's a trash can with a fire in it that we're warming our hands around.
Yeah, we're the paper bag princesses of this generation. But anyway, enough out of that. So go to cjlo.com. No, cjlo.com, I think. Or check.ca. I can't quite remember at this point. Whatever I said earlier. Do that and donate. Please. Please. Please.
Please.
Please.
Please.
But anyway, coming up next is a pick of Mona's called Song of the Death Machine by the one and only Bruce Hack.
Yeah, it's a light romp for the whole family. I hope you enjoy.
That's one way to put it. So I hope you enjoy Song of the Death Machine by Canadian legend.
Yeah, gentle lullaby.
Bruce Hack.
Resting easy, meditating, no anxiety kill. Senses relay information, no hostility kill. Resting easy, meditating, no anxiety kill. Senses relay information. Yeah.
functioning, reason programming kill.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hey, it's Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM.
We'll be right back.
Well, the tracks you just heard were Black Mass by Lucifer, another title for Mort Garson.
Our boy Mort.
Yeah, for that one particular album, which he did called Black Mass. It's the title track where he does occult themes. Some say it's better than his classic Plantasia, but, you know, that's up for you to decide.
I feel like it's a personality type thing. It's like, are you more into helping plants grow or the devil? There's really only two types of people.
True, yeah. The only two, yeah. Which one are you?
It's like I want to be devil, but I got to say, I think I'm Plantasia, Team Plantasia.
Same. Yeah. They're both good, though, but neither people should be forced into some kind of camp somewhere.
Disagree. I think there's one binary we should not deconstruct, and this is it.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's elect you for Prime Minister. Okay, and then you heard I'm Weird by Mark Bolan.
I really relate to that song.
As do I. And so, yeah, I hope you're enjoying that and enjoying Sykes and the Spookies. I am your host, Abraxia, and you are?
Mona Gendron.
Very special guest. We've been planning this for a while. So,
now, what if it was Frights and the Spookies?
It's
Is that
too,
a bridge too
it's
far?
It's too late for that. It's too late.
We've already printed all this masthead.
Yeah, so anyhow, coming up next, we've got one of Mona Gendron's very own songs.
It's
written,
true.
Recorded, produced in your home studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's entitled The Weird Sister. Say something about it before it plays.
It's like a imagine theme song for a witch. I think that's it. It's been my older sibling wrote a book of poetry called The Weird Sister. That's a very beautiful, psychedelic, horrifying, moving, long poem about a kind of a witch's like rise and fall, Salem Mass style, kind of back in the day. But so this was, I was like, oh, I'm gonna, for their birthday, I like wrote like a theme song for the witch, and it's very like, I don't know, it's like if the Velvet Underground wrote a theme song for like a cartoon, I guess, is how it sounds.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you enjoy the on-air debut, question mark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the on-air debut.
It's getting aired out.
Of The Weird Sister from the album The Boys Are Homophobic Sweethearts by Mona Gendron. Yeah, so here is The Weird Sister.
Come into your town on an old-fashioned broom. The Sultan of Seance, the goddess of gloom. Her signature scent comes from her nudes are shampoo. She emerges from the mist.
The Weird Sister.
Soft and gentle as a kiss.
The Weird Sister.
Don't blink, or you may just miss her. The Weird Sister. She's been speaking tongues since she was in second grade. Yet she's all alone because no one can relate to the life that she lives.
The Weird Sister.
She still has her heart in her ribs.
The Weird Sister.
If all the world could switch, they'd see it's hard being a witch. They'd see that magic's all too real for those in touch with what they feel. So keep that in at her cauldrons filled with dry ice. She'll be by your side through these dark and stormy nights. She doesn't care if you've been naughty or nice. True hearts can't resist her. Slip through your room like a whisper.